They can pray long as they want to. I appreciate people praying. I'm going to read out Acts 20 if you've got a Bible. Acts chapter 20. And they can pray. It's just as common. Amen. To pray while a man preaches. And whatever anybody needs to do between them and God. And I'm encouraging it. Amen. You need to pray. You know there's a place to pray. And stay with God till you got satisfied in your heart.
Amen.
And that's the way I believe it.
Yes,
just pray till you're satisfied in your heart. God confirm in your heart what the will of God is, whatever you're seeking God for between you and the Lord. Acts chapter 20, Paul went to Ephesus and he preached there, taught there 3 years it looks like. And he's talked to the elders there in the scripture. And he's about to depart from the elders. And then we find in chapter 20 in the book of Acts, verse number 32, and he said, "And now, brethren, I commend you to God." That's something good to be commend somebody to.
Amen.
God. Amen. I commend you to God. If you don't know God, you can know God. Yeah. You have to come through His Son. But I commend you to God. He's talking to these elders. And he said, "I commend you to God." Amen. "And to the word of His grace." And so it's a good thing right there, the word of His grace. And I commend you to that. I want to say this morning, we need the word of His grace. Amen. Without grace, you don't make it, friend. Amen. You got to have the grace of God. And I got to have the grace of God. You're going to have it. It said, "Which is able to build you up." Amen. You want to be edified and built up in God. You got to have the grace of God, the word of His grace. And to give you an inheritance, amen, among all them which are sanctified. He said, "I'm going to give." Listen, we have a spiritual inheritance. Amen. Listen, I'm in the covenant this morning, thank God. And I'm glad I know, praise God, that I'm an heir of God and a joint heir of Christ. And I'm telling you, we're cutting ourselves short today. Amen. We don't realize who we are. Praise God. We're His people. Amen. That's right. You can't get no better than what we have. Amen. We don't get what we need to get because we don't ask Him. Amen. It's there. It's available, but we don't never hardly ever go to God about it. We figured out in humanity and how the human works, a man trying to get obtain things they need. But God's the one that gives it. Gave her a good gift and perfect gift. It comes from Him. And I won't say this morning, thank God you can get what you need from Him. He'll not cut you short. I'll tell you that. Amen. He never has. I bless the Lord for it. And He said in verse number 33, He said, notice what He said. He said, "I've coveted no man's silver or gold or apparel." He said, I ain't long or coveted, amen, somebody's money or their apparel. And He hadn't. He said, thank God. Notice verse number 34, "Yea, ye yourselves know that these hands," I like how he said that, "these hands have ministered unto my necessities." Amen. He wasn't working, thank God, to have, amen, all the riches in the world. He has labored with his hands, thank God, to meet the necessities that he had. "And to them that were with me," he helped, thank God, them that were with him. Amen. He is an example, as Brother Robert talked on. And then he said this, he said here in the scripture, amen, he said, I have shown you all things." That's a broad statement right there. "I've showed you all things." Amen. And that means I live with you. Amen. The only way you know somebody is you about have to live with them. Amen. And I'm going to tell you this. Thank God He lives in me. He knows me. And He knows you if you got Him in you. Amen. Amen. My wife knows me better than anybody else in here beside Him. Amen. I've been married to her be 40 years this year. And she knows me. Amen. She don't know me like He knows me. But she knows me. Amen. That's right. And I'm going to say this, praise God, the ones as close as you know you. Amen. And Paul said, listen, he said, "I've given you all things. I've taught you these things." And he walked amongst them. He lived amongst them for 3 years, it says. And then he said this. He said, amen. He said, "How you ought to," he said, "how that so laboring, you ought to support the weak." And so he said, we labor to support the weak. The weak's the feeble. Or the weak's them that's unable. Amen. And Amen. There wasn't no selfish bone, I don't believe, in Paul's body. Amen. I don't believe he coveted no man's silver or gold, what he said, or apparel. And then he said this, he said, to remember the words of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Remember the words of the Lord Jesus. What are them words that we need to remember of the Lord Jesus? He said this. He said how he said. I didn't say it. God said it. He said it's more blessed to give than to receive. That's what he said. I'm going to tell you this. You can mark her down. I've said it and I'll say it again. What you give is what your life receives. Amen. There's no way under the sun. Listen, there's a universal law in this Bible. Thank God, what a man sows, that's what he reaps. I know people use that when people do wrong things. They'll say they got what they deserve and all that. Buddy, I'm glad I didn't get what I deserve. Amen. I'd be on my road to hell this morning if I'd have got what I deserve. Amen. I had a lot of sin in my life. And I'm thankful. Thank God Jesus took my sin. And he knew how to give. He said, give. It's more blessed to give than receive. And when he had thus spoken, he kneeled down and prayed with them all. And so here, this was the thing here at the text here this morning. They wept sore on his neck and kissed him. And they were sorry and they wouldn't see him no more. And they walked with him to the ship. And I left that thought there. It's more blessed to give than receive. And listen, Jesus was a giver. You know Jesus never gave what he had materially because he didn't have nothing. Amen. You know Jesus said there's foxes have holes and birds have nests, but the Son of Man hath not a place to lay his head. And it's sad, but we're so caught up in what possessions we have in this life. Materialism has about stripped the church from the power of God. Amen. We don't depend on much no more from God because we know how to produce it. But I'll tell you that. You go back in the Depression and go back and read about them old time saints of God. They, listen, they, brethren, prayed for what they had. They had to have, thank God, a good crop to feed their family. Them men were farmers. They had to have the right sun, the right rain, and everything else. Thank God to fulfill, amen, thank God, their duty of taking care of their own family. And there's not much prayer for that today. Thank God. But I'm telling you, Jesus wants us to depend on him. And he know how to give. Jesus gives. Amen. He gave his life. Thank God, an offering for sin once and for all. He gave himself. Amen. For our sin. And that's why I can live today. Thank God, because he gave himself. He once was an offering for sin. One time he offered himself. Amen. Before the Father. Thank God. That accepted his offering. Amen. Because he hadn't accepted. He's the one that sent him. Amen. In this world. Thank God. Willfully came. And got in the mind of God. This thing had already been fulfilled. But had to be fulfilled in time. If it had not been, it would, listen, we wouldn't have no salvation. He gave his life. Amen. Jesus gave, listen, he gave his life, Brother Todd, that he could justify us. Ain't got a grain of corn is going to have to fall on the ground and die. Ain't God, before it can bring forth fruit, there's always got to be a death. Amen. To bring forth life. Amen. Jesus died that we might live. He gave his life. Amen. Listen, ain't God, we gave him, thank God, our life. Ain't God, when he give us his life, that's how we live now, brother. Amen. He said if a man's going to live, he's got to lose his life. Amen. And find it. Amen. That's exactly right, friend. Thank God, that's about listen. I'd hate to lose my soul, wouldn't you? He said, what should it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his own soul? What would it profit a man, my friend, to have everything that he ever wanted, but when he died, he had nothing. The rich man, friend, had luxury. He lived in luxury. Amen. But he died. Amen. And whose things will they be then? They passed down the line. Amen. Hey God, what we have, it ain't ours but a little short time. Far as things that we can see, far as temporal things. I'm not preaching against all that, but it has, amen, got us today in the place, friend, that we're too in debt and we're too in bondage. He said the bar is servant to the lender. Amen. We're in bondage.
lineage. Amen. Listen, my father-in-law, my mother-in-law, she's up there in the rest home and she ain't doing good. Pray for her. My father-in-law died, and thank God. Amen. Listen, about 24 years ago, they never had a house payment. That's a blessing, ain't it? Amen. They had the neighbors to build the house. They cut the wood. They done everything. Today, friend, where our nose are to the grind today, because we've had to get, and listen, instead of give. And I'm telling you, this is life. I'm preaching life. Jesus said it's more blessed to give than to receive. Do we know the day that Jesus said, give and it shall be given unto you, pressed down, good measure, shaken, amen. Listen, thank God, men shall give unto your bosom. Hey, you're not going to outgive him. I'm telling you that. You never will. He'll come there every time and bless you. Thank God. I'm telling you that's right. He blessed me. Thank God. This sort of health and strength. Amen. Thank God. There's so many blessings in my life. Amen. A good wife. The wife. Thank God. Children, grandchildren. Amen. The blessings of God. The church family. Amen. The songs of Zion. The preaching of the word of God. Brothers and sisters that love us and love one another in the fold. I'm blessed. I'm highly blessed. Amen. Thank God. A little money in my pocket. Some to give. Some to, thank God, use for my monetary needs. But I'm glad, thank God, that I'm blessed within. I'm blessed in all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. I'm blessed. I'm telling you, I'm blessed. I'm blessed this morning. Thank God, because he gave himself. Thank God, he died for me. He gave his life for me, Paul said. Why wouldn't I give my life to him? Why, man? Thank God, if I live for myself, I'll die, my friend. That's right. It's the book. Amen. People, it's about the world, friend. It's what it is. I never saw such a world as so greedy. It's so greedy. The world's so greedy. I mean, they'll lie to you. Amen. They'll tell you anything to get your dollar. That's all what it's about. Follow the money in America. Amen. Follow the money in everything. File it. He said the love of money is the root of all evil. And it surely is. It produces evil. What they can get. Amen. And listen, that's what the world's message is. Get what you can. And God's message says give what you can. Amen. Listen. It's a giving life, Brother Jonathan. If you're ever going to have the blessing of God on your life and the peace with God and the peace of God, amen, you're going to have to live in the faith. Amen. It's by faith. Amen. And God, friend, I'm telling you, I'd rather have peace. Listen, the proverb writer said, I'd rather have peace, amen, and eat herbs for dinner than eat, thank God, steak at the table and a bunch of cussing, fussing, and strife. Amen to that. I'm telling you, listen, a lot of families today, it's sad. No structure. Amen. No family time. Ain't got no time for anything that's important. The devil's got them running here and there like he was. Everything's living like that. Amen. I'm so sad that I told myself, me and my wife got in all that traffic the other day. And I looked at it and I said, I hate this. It's about, amen, all these cars everywhere. Ain't God, and I thought unto God, can't we have something more peaceful than this? I felt the temperature going up and it wasn't in the fever. Amen. It was in the anger. Amen. And I thought to God, please help me get out of this. I thought, listen, I went, amen, I moved to them mountains towns in my mind. That's got two lane roads. Amen. A little convenience store. Amen. A grocery store 30 minutes away. I've lived in them in my own mind many a time and thought it'd be a whole lot better than a rat race. Ain't God sitting on the front porch. Amen. Playing a guitar, singing to God. I'm telling you, that's where it's at. And lived our life, thank God, like my friend, amen, that we're going here and there and going here and there, and we don't know nothing about stopping and giving God thanks and living our life for him. I'm telling you, it's more blessed to give God praise, amen, and thank God if you give it to him, he'll come back with you, amen. That's right, amen. It's just right. And God never promised you'd be a millionaire. Never did. Jesus, listen, he'll meet every need you got if you can believe him. You can't listen. He put it in the book, Brother Keith. amen, that men are. Thank God when Adam fell to earn their living by the sweat of their face. I know it says brown. Brother Ronnie Hill always reminded me. He said, Brother Hype, the brow is on the face. Amen. That's right. But I'm telling you this. Amen. Listen. That's the way God set it up. Amen. One man said one time, I said, what about preachers? He said, well, if he can't sweat, why ain't preachers? Amen. He ought not get paid. Amen. But I'll tell you this, friend. Thank God it ain't whether they sweating or not. It's whether they spitting the truth out. And I'm telling you, that ought to be truth coming to your heart. And I'm telling you, you never have been saved. Amen. You're missing out. I would to God you could see what I see this morning. If they could have seen, thank God, who he was, they'd have never crucified him. Amen. The princes would never crucified him. And God, he said, if you knew the gift of God, thank God, you'd ask of me and I'd give you a water that you'd never thirst again. That woman had been married 5 times, was with a man, wasn't her husband. Most Baptist churches wouldn't even let her in, and I'd have let her testify behind the pulpit and sung a song. Amen. I'm not magnifying that, but I am magnifying forgiveness and the grace of God and what he's done in my life. Amen. Ain't God worse sin about it? Grace did much more bound. And she wasn't no worse sinner than you were, and I'm no worse sinner than I was, but God gave her water. Amen. Jesus, thank God, gave her the well, and she went back, threw her water pot down. That's about what most people carry to the church is a water pot. How about she threw the water pot down and she said, come see a man that told me all things ever I did. Is not this the Christ? Amen. Thank God he'll give you something this morning if you get desperate. Amen. She wasn't looking for him. She took a water pot down to Jacob's well. At that certain time, she was ashamed. Amen. She went down there by herself. And she was going to get some water in the water pot or the water jar. Amen. And she was going to take it back. Amen. But thank God when she got there, he was sitting on her well. Amen. That's right. He was already there before she got there. Hey, listen. Thank God today, God save you. Amen. He was already there before you got there. Amen. That's right, son. He said, she said, give me the drink. She said, you being a Jew, asking me a drink of Samaritan. We have no dealings with Samaritan people. The Samaritan people were a mixed company, mixed group of people. Amen. It was mixed people. Amen. Amen. And listen, God have mercy. Amen. He ain't come to save the skin, even though he will. He come to save the inner man. Amen. That's why everybody's got a soul, friend. Amen. And listen, God wants to save you, and I know God to do what he wants to all the time. Amen. God, listen, amen. God ain't never tried to do anything. God never tries to save anybody. Amen. God saves them. Amen. He didn't try to save me. He saved me. Amen. Thank God. He didn't try to save the Apostle Paul. Thank God on the road to Damascus, he saved him. Amen. Like little Nathan said, amen. I want God to save me like he did Paul. Amen. I'm Daniel. Are you hearing me? Thank God what he sets out to do, he gives eternal life. Amen. He said, I've given them eternal life and they shall never perish. Amen. Amen. Never. He give me that. Friend, I didn't earn it. Somebody said, why would God do that? Because he wanted to. It's the good pleasure of his will. Amen. Amen. It was his good pleasure. It was his good pleasure of God. Good pleasure of God. And God, he didn't see nothing in me, saw it in his son. Amen. But he chose, thank God, to give me grace. Thank God, that nothing out of yourselves to get to God. That to save my wretched soul, praise God. That's the goodness of God, glory to God. Amen. That's a secret. That's a mystery. It's got to be revealed to you that hear it. If it's not revealed, you think I'm crazy. Amen. That's right. That's right. You can't see it. You see that? You got to. He opened the eyes to it. Yes, he opens your eyes to it. That's why he doesn't open your eyes to it. Just like in life in general right now, as a Christian, the Holy Spirit still opens my eyes to truths. Amen. Just like I said, Sister Rosa testified, and it just got over me about the thing that God gave her faith to believe in her husband, God to help her husband in a time of need. And I thought God gave her that faith to believe that. I tried to put myself in that position. Amen. And listen, it has to be God to do that. Amen. That's just God that carries us. I mean, that footprints in the sand poem, it's not all bad. I'm telling you, it's not. And God, he said, son, listen, in the hard times of life, he didn't see but one set. And he said, son, that's when I was carrying strength. Amen. I'm glad I got that. Amen. I'm glad he carries me. Amen. I'm glad, thank God, he's with me. Amen. He'll carry me all the way. He's good to me this morning. I'm glad he's real. Amen. Thank God he's real. Amen. Thank God, buddy. I'm telling you, I'd sing a song if I could. Glory to God, he's real. Amen. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Amen. He's a giver. God's a giver. Amen. He's a giver. He gave me eternal life. He gave me peace. He said, I give unto you. He said, I give peace, not as the world give. Give I unto you. My peace I give. My peace. You ever got all his peace? It's his peace. He said, my peace I give unto you. My peace. That was his promise to his disciples. He didn't say, amen, my possessions. He said, my peace. Hey, God, there ain't a rich man in the world, wouldn't. Amen, rather have peace than riches. Amen. Hard for him to give them up. Amen. That'd be hard for a rich man. He said, give what? He said, go sell what you have and give it to the poor and come follow me. He said, hey, listen, you ever thought about that? Go sell what you have and what? Give. Give it. Give to the poor. Listen, they'd give every dime they had to get what I got this morning in me. If they could see it.
That's right.
They say, son, old Gates and that crowd out there, you know, buddy, they got it, don't they? I mean, they got the cash, but son, it'll be somebody else's when they die.
Yeah.
Amen. What I got, thank God's going to live behind past the grave. Amen. That's right. You'd pay for something to live past the grave, wouldn't you? Amen. But you don't have to pay for it. It's a free gift. Amen. Grace is free. It's free grace. It's a free gift. Everything he said, Jesus said, it's more blessed to give than receive, because that's the way life is. That's the way life is. You don't know the answer to life. What I'm just preaching this morning. Jesus Christ. That's the answer. He don't change. He's constant. You can trust him. No matter what you go to in life, Jonathan. Amen. God, Jeremy. I told him, boys, I said, if these two fellas can hold that, if they can't anchor this pew, praise God, I don't know if two others could. Amen. I mean, really, you look like lumberjacks. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Amen. I like it. Amen. I think it's right. I like it. Amen. If I could grow a beard like that, I'd try. My wife would tell me to shave it. Amen. Amen. She would. So you need to shave that. Amen. Well, I'd just be gray. It looks scrawny on me. Amen. It's because I'm a little scrawny, I reckon. Amen. Listen, Jesus come to give you eternal life. And he give eternal life to a sheep. I give an eternal life, Brother Keith. They never perish. Amen. He gives you life, Brother Keith. He gave you life. He gave me life. Amen. Jesus says more blessed to give than receive. Thank you, Lord. I like it. Amen. You can't outgive him neither. Amen. You know what? You don't give the people to get it back neither. Jesus said that. He said, no, son, don't you give and won't get somebody to give it back. Amen. If you can't release it, if you can't, I'm not only talking about money, I'm talking about yourself. I'm talking about whatever God puts in your heart. If you can't release it and have peace of God about it, and you doing it for somebody else to give you something back, you got the wrong motive.
Amen.
Somebody asked me one time, well, God bless me if I give grudgingly. I said, well, yeah, he'll bring the crop up, but you won't have no joy in your heart. Amen. See, I like peace with God and joy in my heart. Amen. I don't like contention and grudge and all this stuff that people go through in life. Amen. Some of the biggest arguments in families today is about money. Where'd you spend that money? You know what the prodigal was? He was a spendthrift. Give me what's mine. Amen. That's why he said, give me what's mine. Amen. Give me my inheritance. That's why he said he went out in far country and wasted every dime on a righteous living. He spent out. Listen, what I'm about to tell you, some people have to spend out before they come home. Amen. Amen. That, you know what? He knew, thank God, them things didn't mean nothing. He got there at the hog pen. He said, my father has bread enough to spare, and I perish with hunger. I'm telling you, praise God. You ever learn to give? Amen. You'll be blessed by God. Amen. I still struggle with it sometimes. You say, why? Human nature. See, Jesus said this. I'm through. I'm going to let you go. Jesus said this. Remember when they was casting the money into the treasury, Brother Kevin? You remember that? And all them big wheels were throwing big bucks in there. Big offerings. Jesus standing there at the treasury watching them do it. He knew what they was going to do anyway, but he stood there in hell. And this little old widow woman had two mites. She come walking down the aisle probably real slow and threw them two mites in. Jesus said, she gave more than all y'all. And this is why he said it. She gave everything she had. That's her whole. She gave her living. She gave everything she had. He said she gave more than you all. You better get to the motive of it. And you better get to the fact that I'm giving this from my heart. And that's why God blesses it. Amen. And listen, friend, I ain't preaching about money alone, but I'm telling you what, buddy, that's got our attention this day. There ain't a person in here that don't think about money every day.
Right.
You go to work every day for it, don't you?
Right.
You ain't gonna go in tomorrow and say, hey, I work for free today. That's right. Hey, man, when you pull up to that pickup window, I do about every day. We gotta get that money out now. Or that money card won. Amen. Bojangles sees me frequent.
Yes,
sir. Amen. Amen. Give me that Cajun filet. Praise God. Let's get that money out. Amen. It's all about, I mean, it's in our minds. It's in our thoughts. God allowed the system to be set up like that. Listen, can I give you this? Money's not a sin. It's the love of money. And I'm going to tell you what. Listen to me. It's what you do with it. You better learn in life. It's what you do with it. You can be blessed by it, by giving, or you can go under, my friend, some judgment by hoarding and being greedy.
Yes, sir.
So how much did old boy leave when he died? All of it.
All of it.
Amen. Well, I got more shirts and pants. I wouldn't have enough time to live where all them shirts I got and pants. Boy, I'll go to the store though. I mean, women buy. I ain't preaching about this. I'm just using it. But praise God, some women's closets got 100 pair of shoes in them. My grandma did. My grandma, she had green shoes, red shoes, yellow shoes. I mean, Nanny was like that. You remember her? Amen. She wore the same color and everything. Amen. She had a green dress. She had green shoes on. Amen. That's right. Amen. Jesus said, "Don't take two coats out when you go." That's why he saw the preacher, didn't he?
Yeah.
Amen. I ain't preaching about that. I probably got more than most people in clothes. Amen. I got some good clothes. Amen. Ain't nothing wrong with having good clothes. Ain't nothing wrong with being blessed like that. Praise God. I mean, I like it. Amen. I got these shoes on, some of the best wearing shoes I ever had. Amen. But I'm telling you this. Brethren, listen, we've come in this world and we've learned this system of let's get all we can. Let's get all we can. Amen. Pile it up. Amen. Ain't nothing wrong with saving. Amen. But the motive ought to be right. Amen. That's right, brethren. Ain't nothing wrong with, thank God. Amen. Counting the cost before you build the building. And no, thank God you got enough for it. But I'm telling you what, you all know what to do. Amen. Do what God says. And it'll always be right. But I'm telling you this, when you learn in life that I'm going to get what I give. And listen to me. I could go to the jail tomorrow and preach. And somebody could jump on me and whoop me and kill me. But I'm going to tell you this. You hearing me? You know why I was received up there? It's how I approached them. I didn't go up there like I was better than them. Because I knew that I'd be on the other side if it wasn't for the grace of God. Somebody said, I can't believe you'd go in there at them people. Now, I got to admit, and don't hold this against me, I am a little gullible sometimes. My wife's grinning because she said, just remember, they ain't still up there for stealing cookies. I understand that. But at the same time, the gospel has no limitations on it. Amen. It don't have a limit. Hey, listen, I preach to them like I preach to you. Amen. There ain't no cutting no corners. It's just the same stuff. Amen. If I go out, I'm going to preach the same way. And you do too. And that's the way. Thank God for you, brother. I appreciate you preaching. And that's the way it is. And the gospel is to be given out. Amen. The old preacher said, I don't have nothing for sale, but I got a message to tell. Amen. And I'm going to tell all these trying to make merchandise of the gospel, and God help you if you're sending money for somebody on the television. Amen. And all these people that's begging and telling you to plant. Isn't it amazing these guys say, send me $100 and plant a seed and you'll get something back? Why don't they plant the seed to me and get something back?
Yeah.
Amen. God have mercy. They all wrong. They got the wrong motive, friend. They got a principle that might be right, but their whole motive is to get rich off people that watch them and get something from them. Amen. While they listen, hey, God, they're wanting to get. Amen. They ain't wanting to give. They ain't sending nothing else out. And I'm telling you, listen, God, always look at this thing, friend. When people have a heart to give, they're blessed of God. I've had a trouble since I was a kid. My mama used to say, I like my toys. You know what I'm saying? I mean, trucks and BB guns, and that's what boys ought to have. God have mercy. We give them video games and everything else, and kids are now just doing anything they want to do. They don't even know what sweat is. They don't know what the outside is. Amen. You know what? I'm 61 years old, but I tell you, when I go by, thank God, a basketball going, I see them boys out there playing, I'd like to go. I tell my wife, I'd really like to go out there. Amen. But I know I wouldn't do nothing, but my body's broke down. Amen. It will be broke down if it ain't broke down. Amen. You know that? That's right. It's just the way life is. But my mama, she said, we got company coming out, and them boys was coming. They wouldn't take care of nothing. I'd get all my stuff together and haul it over to my grandma's house. Amen. That's right, because I didn't want them to tear my stuff up. Amen. And listen, I've always had, everybody has a battle with selfishness. I don't care who you are. There's something, you got some selfishness in you. Amen. And I want free from that completely. I mean, that's free from that completely. Amen. That I can trust God 100% with everything I got. And listen, when you can get there, thank God, you can get that hundredfold. Amen. That hundredfold God's talking about. That's where God will bless it. Amen. You can't figure God out. He'll do something you ain't expecting. If you'll just obey him this morning and give and be faithful to him, I ain't just talking about money. Whatever God puts on your heart, you give. He said it's more blessed to give than it is to receive this morning. And I say amen to it all. Thank God. That's the key right there, brother. Jesus said it. Remember the words of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Let's stand this morning. Thank you for hearing the word of God. Amen. To God's. Bless the Lord. Amen. Robert Parker, have prayer for us.
Thank you, dear God, for the message, dear God.